Trump and Elon Musk taking over the banking system? What is about to happen from 2025 to 2030 will change the banking system as we know it. What I'm about to share with you is my own research. I only share with you exactly what I'm doing, but I think it's important for us to express what is actually happening here. The ex-CEO announced this. I will read it on Twitter, New Year's Eve. In 2024, X changed the world. Now you are the media. 2025, X will connect you in ways you never thought were possible. Listen, X TV, X Money, Grok, and more. Not only are you becoming the media, but you are going to be able to become your own bank. And this is a lot harder to comprehend than most people think. Decentralization, DeFi, is the future of banking. I'll give you another example. Trump launched his own DeFi platform called World Liberty Financial. World Liberty Financial, if you're an accredited investor, you can invest into it. It's not a recommendation. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just giving you examples. But if you're an accredited investor and you invested in World Liberty Financial, a completely decentralized platform, and I'll read right off their website what their goal is, then you can become your own bank. It says, shaping the new era of finance. Be defiant. We are leading the financial revolution by dismantling the stranglehold of traditional financial institutions and putting the power back where it belongs, in your hands. So things like X Money, World Liberty Financial, DeFi platforms, is going to force traditional banks to get in line with this new banking system. So what you're going to see from 2025 to 2030 is you're going to see things like Ripple become a bank, Coinbase become a bank, Crypto.com is going to become a bank, Kraken's going to become a bank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan are all going to start to custody your crypto. You're going to start to see banks transform into more of a decentralized model. And you are going to have the power back in your hands. And that's the beauty of cryptocurrency. There's other protocols, not a recommendation. I'm just giving you an example. A company called Milo, where you can take your Bitcoin and not even have to sell it and get a 30-year mortgage. No credit checks, no 90-day process with a loan processor. You can just stake your Bitcoin, get your 100% LTV, and go buy your property. And guess who you're paying back? Yourself. You're the bank. So this is a different perspective. That's why I'm holding my Bitcoin 100%. I'm never selling my Bitcoin. It's like a bank. I got my Bitcoin that I'm continuing to stack. That's going to be a bank account that's going to continue to grow that I can leverage. And on the other side, when I pull profits from all other coins, I stack into cash value life insurance. So now I'm banking on myself twice. I got a big ass bank on the Bitcoin in the future, and I'll have max funded cash value life insurance that I can borrow against the cash value. So every time my family, for legacy and generations to come, needs money, they come to our own bank. We borrow against ourselves and we pay ourselves back. As we're borrowing, we're still compounding and growing. Because if you borrow against your asset, your Bitcoin, to buy a house, as you're paying yourself back, that asset continues to grow because it becomes more scarce every 4 years. The rewards for it to be mined become more scarce every 4 years. So I know this is a lot to digest if you're new to all of this, but understand the whole model is going to be different. There's going to be two types of people. There's going to be the investor in the new infrastructure, the financial system, or the consumer of it. There's going to be no middle ground. We're going into a decentralized system, spiritually, mentally, and physically, and it is going to be the golden era and the greatest time in human history. Don't fear this. Embrace it. Lean into it. And use this opportunity to help your family become free mentally, spiritually, and physically. I love you guys. Warriors, rise. Get your shit.